Okay, folks, I'm back. This is Wesley Billion Dollar Virgin. This is part two. Okay. This is part two of the series. Watch this if you're tired of being broken, average, and poor. But I want to take this opportunity to ask any questions here. It's a Q&A. If you didn't listen to part one, go back to the first video. Okay, you can find it on my Instagram account or on Spotify as well. So go ahead and give me any questions that you may have so I can answer them for you. Okay, this is your, if you don't know who I am, I'm your favorite millionaire, your favorite multimillionaire slash billionaire slash fabulous guy slash King West slash Daddy West. I'm on here tonight for you. Okay. So questions here. And open up, folks. I want you to open up tonight. Don't be afraid. Some of you are just sitting there twiddling your thumbs and listening, and you're in your 20s and 30s and 40s, and like you're running out of time here. Open up. What's going on? Let me help you here. Some of you have been praying for a blessing, praying for a miracle. Well, I'm your miracle tonight, okay? Everything in life happens for a reason, and it's a reason why you're listening to me right now in this moment. Okay, so go ahead and post your questions here below. How would you strategically market your faceless YouTube channel to drive traffic and grow your channel? I would just keep posting, honestly. It's a grind. You have to post and post and post. You have to do research with your thumbnails. You have to do research with your title and your headlines. You have to make sure that you're putting in your proper tags. But it's a grind. You have to post as much as humanly possible. Okay, because there's so much competition on the internet right now. You need to post, or you can join one of my programs. We guarantee you get monetized in 90 days. And we'll do that for $15,000. And it's worth it because you'll get passive income for the rest of your life, like I do on my channel. How do you articulate yourself in a more professional way? Easy. Listen to people that articulate themselves well. Listen to people that know how to speak. This is a huge innovator that I see, especially with the male gender, male men. My God, usually women, they know how to speak. They know how to talk. They do. But men, you have such a tough time becoming a conversationalist, right? You can't, or you don't know how to express yourself or to articulate yourself properly. All you need to do is listen to people that speak well. Two, remove people that speak like you do. The reason why you speak or talk the way that you do today, man, is because of your environment. You just didn't come out the womb speaking the way that you speak, stuttering, lack of eye contact, using filler words, that's some type of way. I mean, come on, folks, grow the fuck up. Like, man, listen, separate yourself from people that speak like you. Two, get around the people that speak well. If you don't know anybody that speaks well, there's millions, if not hundreds of millions of videos on the internet of men and women who speak well. Listen to them day and night. Put your iPhones in. I did this in my 20s, okay? Had my AirPods. Put them in, and I would just listen to speakers and self-development every day. And automatically, unconsciously, I started to adapt the tonality, the cadence, the voice inflection, just by listening to these folks, okay? How do you get rid of doubt when you're being conditioned to doubt yourself your whole life? That's a great question here. Listen, it's not important that you get rid of doubt. The only reason why you doubt that you're gonna make money, or you doubt that You're going to do well at your job. You're going to do, like, you doubt it. Doubt comes from your environment. If you want to eradicate doubt, get around people who are certain, confident. Are you with me? See, the reason why I have almost no doubt, I have no doubt, because my father was like this. He didn't have any doubt. He was very certain when he spoke. Like, my dad's a pastor. He's a phenomenal speaker, much better than myself. So imagine growing up in a household where a father had no doubt. It doesn't mean he was right, though. But he had no doubt. When he would speak, when he would say something, you felt that. He was certain. He had conviction, even if it didn't make any sense. Okay? So the reason why you doubt, obviously, because you've been around doubt. Get around people who are certain. Get around people who are confident. Okay? Thanks, Jasmine. Thank you. Questions here. Jennifer says she's hiding in the bathroom listening to me. Smart. Let me tell you a story. You guys know who Ariella is, right? Ariella, she's my VP of marketing for, you know, one of my companies. I remember when she first started listening to me, okay? Now you can research her. I follow her. And you can do your research on her, okay? When she first started following me, she would comment just like Jennifer did. She says, I'm in a club right now and I'm listening to Wesley Virgin in the bathroom. This girl would be in the club. I would go live. She would go to the bathroom and she would listen to me. This is before she was like 28, maybe 27 years old. She was listening. That woman was devoted to my rant. She, anytime I would go live, she was there. Anytime I did a video, she watched it for years, by the way. And then at the age of 29, she becomes a multimillionaire with me. Okay? The reason why I tell you that story is when people say they want something or they want to do something or they're passionate about it, it doesn't matter what you say. It matters what you're willing to do. She was willing, even though she's having a good time in the club, popping bottles, whatever. But she made a choice to go to the bathroom to listen to this information. See, some of you might say, Wes, I can't because I'm at work. I can't. All that means to me that you don't want it bad enough, and that's okay. But someone that really wants something, they have a deep desire, they find a way. I teach my salespeople and my setters this all the time. It's so easy to give me or themselves an excuse of why they couldn't make a sale or why I couldn't make a sale. Well, this happened. Do you not understand that's nothing but an excuse? It doesn't matter how valid you think it is. It doesn't matter if you want me to say, okay, yeah, that happened. No, because somebody else just like you didn't make that excuse. Same situation as you. And they become exactly what you wanted to become. They become rich, wealthy. Does that make sense? Listen, there's so many sacrifices that has to be made to become what you want to be. And the issue is, there's so many sacrifices with no guarantee if you will actually become it. That's the scary part. I mean, many people have sacrificed a lot and they're still not making millions of dollars. They're still not independently wealthy yet. You have to make a sacrifice with no guarantee that it's going to work out. The only guarantee that you have is the guarantee that you create for yourself. It's powerful. A guy told me I need to articulate myself better, but I always thought I spoke amazing. No, you don't, James. I've heard you speak several times. You need to work on your vocabulary. You need to work on your cadence, your tonality, even your voice inflection. You see how I'm speaking? I know how to change my voice inflection when I need to, depending on who I'm talking to, how I want to influence you, okay? And it takes practice, my man. But you definitely need to work on your verbal skills, okay? What's next here? Thanks, Scott. Hey, may I ask, please, do you have a foundation named Mr. Millionaire Foundation based in York, Athens? No, I do not. That is not my foundation. Do you have any suggestions of people to listen to? Sure, Wesley Virgin. Listen to that guy. I heard he's pretty good through the grapevine. Listen to Tony Robbins, Jim Rohn, Joe Dispenza, Jordan Peterson, okay? Dennis Waitley, Les Brown. Just listen to these gentlemen over and over and over again, okay? Oprah Winfrey. Are you doing any seminars in Washington? Not currently. Do you have any mentors early on in your career? I did not. I didn't have any mentors. That's why I do this today for you. Peter, do you have suggestions for who to listen to? Yeah, I just gave you those names. Hey, Keisha. Dietra. Can you explain to me why people buy off emotion other than logic? Well, they buy based off of emotion, but they still use logic to justify it. For example, a BMW and a Rolls Royce, they're basically the same car because they're made by the same people, okay? But why do you buy a Rolls Royce that's $400,000 instead of a BMW that's $100,000? Because of the story that they tell. Oh, it's man-made. It's not many of them, you know, they don't, it's not that many Rolls Royces out. See, it's just a story. The story causes you to feel an emotion of scarcity or significance. Make sense? That's why. Logically, it wouldn't make any sense to buy a Rolls Royce. Not even a BMW, a Honda Accord, right? It's not worth it. Logically, because you need a car to go from point A to point B. But people want to go from point A to point B and something nice because they want people to admire them. Duh. They want people to say, oh my God, wow. I like your car. Ooh, wow. What is that? Can I ride in that? Can I sit in that car with you, Mr. Virgin? You know how many times I've left the club? I've had several girls in the front. I'll never forget this. I went to a club in Houston, Texas called Clay. This was years ago. I had my Lamborghini. And these, I think it was white girls, I believe. They came out. And I don't know if we met them in the club. And we went out. And I said, we're going to another club. I said, but I just got the Lamborghini. They said, no problem. It was three of them, by the way. They lapped up in the front seat. Three girls. Yeah. So that's why, you know, of course, people buy like Rolex watches. A Rolex watch, you think it's really $10,000, $30,000, like even my AP. Why does a person buy $90,000? Emotions. It's not logical to buy that watch. It's because how people are going to look at me, how they're going to treat me based off what I have. And that's just how it is. Okay? So the question, why they do it, that's the wrong question. The right question is, how do I sell more using people's emotions? Okay? Scroll down here a little bit. Thanks for the follows. When you come into Miami, not sure. Wes, would you know on how to find something for distressed homes lead generation? Man, ask ChatGPT. Use AI. What are you two top sources of income? What are your... Steven, you need to correct that. I'm not going to answer that question because you use improper spelling and improper grammar. I'm a pet peeve. I have a pet peeve when it comes to bad grammar, especially in the comment section below. Do you watch my movies? I used to. Hey, Angela, how are you? Wesley, I just can't read fast enough, listen fast enough. I'm so eager to absorb this information. Listen to it again, Vera, over and over again. It's recorded. Okay? When the... What's next? Whew. Questions here. Are you guys getting value here tonight? Wes, how did you make being rich look so easy every time you get on Instagram?
Yeah, I know. I know I make it look easy. I mean, do I supposed to make it look hard? Like, if I go out and play basketball, and I guess I'm okay, but if I'm playing a D1 player, and he make it look easy, and I'm like, man, you make it look so easy. I mean, does he supposed to make it look... Like, why would he make it look hard? It looks easy because of how many nights and days he practiced the basics. Okay? So, it's not that I just make it look easy. It is, for me. But it wasn't always easy. But now I've become... the man that I wanted to be. So it's just an easy life. I've been rich for a decade now, folks. So come on. This is like, yeah.
It is what it is. How much time should you put your business daily when you have a 9-to-5? As much time as humanly possible. Me, I would do 8 and 10 hours, me personally. What's next? Oh! Questions here, talk to me. What are your top two sources of income? Digital marketing. Wes, which income stream makes you the most money? Digital marketing. Everything I do, folks, is digital marketing. Of course, I have stocks and index funds and real estate, but digital marketing makes the most money, obviously. 6, sometimes 7 figures per month. Why do people buy from me even though I don't articulate myself the best? Well, I don't know. I've never heard your sales pitch, man. And you probably, maybe you're not doing the best job articulating yourself, but your passion, right, allows them to buy. I notice that what I don't want to happen usually happens because that's what I focus on. What do you do if you want positive outcomes but don't know how to change those negative outcomes in my mind? Well, it's not your job to change your negative outcomes. Like, stop. I don't even want to say stop thinking about negative. Listen. Think more about what you want to happen, not what you don't want. We have been trained and conditioned as children to think about what we don't want. I don't want a liar. I don't like strangers. I don't like the word no. I don't like rejections. I don't want someone that cheats on me. I don't want pain. I don't want problems. Right?
So we've been conditioned that way. So that's why we default to, well, I don't want to lose money. Well, I don't want to fail. Well, I don't, right? So we spend so much time thinking about what we don't want that we end up getting that. Spend time and use your brain power to think about what you want. That's what I focus on. I just think about what I want. That's it, only. What are the different types of meditation apart from breath work? Alpha meditation, theta meditation, it's transcendental. There's many meditations out there. Me, I just keep it simple, okay? I use one meditation I use from YouTube, and that's it. You can type in civil mind method meditation, alpha meditation. I don't think it's important certain times. It's all the same. You just need to be in a state of mindfulness. Have you ever been lethargic, or have you always taken action? Any advice? I have to jumpstart. Lethargic. If I'm lazy, it's just because I don't want to do it. So the things I don't want to do, I don't do.
But
the things that I've never been lazy about, things that are beneficial to me, like working out. That benefits me. Reading books, that benefits me. Makes sense? So if you're lethargic about things that are beneficial to you, you're probably around the wrong type of people. Okay? Well, questions here. Should I attend college for marketing or take a quick course? Course. Don't go to college. That's a waste of money if you're going to college for marketing. Oh, man, I got to send my daughter some money. I forgot. Wes, where do you find your YouTube minus monetization program? Reach out to Ariella. I'm trying my best, Wes. But best is not enough. Well, first, you need to work on your communication skills in the comment section below. Because that didn't make any sense. I'm not a stranger. I ain't got no problems. Ain't? Tim, ain't is not a word. Is there a level of difference between reading books and listening to audio? No. Hey, Chris, how are you? Either or is fine. Hey, nurse. Is there a lot of training that's required for digital marketing? You know, I wouldn't say it's just a lot of... I mean, that's all relative, right? Because what do you... If you're a nurse, digital marketing compared to being a nurse, I think becoming a nurse is much more difficult. Honestly, I don't think I... And maybe I could be a nurse, but I wouldn't want to. Honestly, it's just too much. It's a lot of work, right? I think becoming a digital marketer may be easier, honestly. So if you're a nurse, you definitely can learn how to become a digital marketer. Did the connection you make help get you where you are? Honestly, I didn't necessarily make connections. I met people, but all the people that I met that were partners, it all failed. But I chose to look at that failure as a success, and I chose to look at all those failures. Since I chose to look at them as success, I took lessons that I inculcated in my new product that made me millions and millions of dollars. I think my back is sore right now. As a person who is trying to fire their job, how can I get started in digital marketing? Quit your job, man. Just quit. Honestly, quit. Listen, I don't care what anyone says. Oh, you got to have a backup plan. You can't tell people to quit, Wes. To me, that's just not victim mentality, but you're just scared, man. I don't know. If you want to be a business person, you cannot be afraid. You want to be successful,
You can't be afraid to quit your job. Just quit. Because some of you need to quit to put some fire under that ass to get moving. I was the most focused when I quit my job. When I was making $15,000 a month, even though I had a business, I knew I was making $15,000 a month, so it wasn't any urgency for me. Some of you need to quit your job to see if you really got what it takes. How did you feel when you made your first big check? I felt amazing. I felt so good. You need money saved up to quit? No, you don't. You don't have to. Hi, Wes. I attended your mastermind with Ariel this weekend. Amazing. Oh, much love, Maribel, realtor. Shout out to Maribel. She's one of the people who made a decision to do the things that most people won't do. And I'm proud of her. And watch how she progresses in the next 6 months. Just watch. Remember her name, Maribel Realtor. She's right there, 07. Watch her progress and watch how many homes she sells and how many businesses she started to create based off that seminar. Would you say as a beginner, it would be the right time to jump into the digital market? Of course. Hey, Wes, a fake account with your name is sending me a friend request. That is not me, folks. That is not me. That is imposters. Questions here. You're very welcome, Wayne. How many of you believe that you got value this evening? Comment the word value below and be honest. If you didn't get any value tonight, don't comment the word value in the comment below, in the comment box below. You know, I'm here to help you. I talk from the top of my heart. Nothing is scripted. Usually I have no clue on what I'm going to talk about. It just comes to me and I just talk. Because I want you to win. I do. I want you guys to win. And you may say, why? I want you to see how it feels to be financially successful. I want you to realize that it's not the end game, even though you think it is. You may think, once I make enough money, life is going to be perfect. Yeah, it seems that way. But I want you to experience it so you'll realize that if you want a perfect life, you have to create that life where you are right now in this moment. Because a perfect life is just based on how you feel. If you feel blessed, if you feel grateful, you feel blissful every day of your life, that's the richest person on the planet. Does that make sense? Because money, you know, once you make money, it's going to be normal. It's going to be normalized. And it's just going to be like, eh. You know, oh, I got a Lamborghini. Oh, I got two Lamborghinis. Oh, I got houses here. Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's like, what's next? So you need to learn how to feel the feelings that you want to feel without all the material stuff. There's nothing wrong with obtaining material things. But you can feel grateful now. You can feel excited right now. You can feel enthusiastic. You can feel good. You can if you choose to. And that's what I'm here to teach, okay? I'm here to teach, to help you to feel good in this moment, for you to realize how blessed you are, how grateful you should be, even when you feel that, you know, you're having a tough time, but you're like, I'm having a tough time, but I'm better now. Some of you were in a very difficult place 2 years ago. Can I get an amen? 5 years ago, you was in a very difficult place in your life. And today, maybe it's not what you wanted to be, but it's definitely better. Can I get an amen to that? Come on. How can we not be grateful? You're not where you used to be. Some of you didn't have a car 5 years ago, and you got a car. Some of you didn't have a home. You didn't have an apartment 5 years ago, and you didn't have a home now. You have a car. Some of you didn't have any furniture in your apartment. Now you got a freaking bed. No more air mattress, right?
Some of you couldn't pay your bills. Every month you couldn't pay the bills. Every month it was a struggle. Now you got a little savings in the bank account. Come on. Can I get an amen, please? Hello? Some of you are single. And you find your boo. You find the love of your life. Hello? Don't forget. All right? Some of you had an older car, and then you got a new car. Some of you had an old job that you didn't like, and then you had a new job. Some of you didn't even have a business 5 years ago, and now you have a business. So why are we complaining? There's a song. I'm not going to sing it. I kind of want to sing it, though. It's called I Won't Complain. I'm going to sing it to you. Okay? Listen. I've had some good days. Listen. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some sleepless nights. But when I look around, then I think things over, all of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. I know what you're thinking. Sign this man up right now. Let's go. What my country get? Jay-Z, where you at? Sign me. Y'all know that song? So that's by the late Reverend Paul Jones. I won't complain. Like, listen, think for a second. If you just use all the good times, you'll realize the good times outweigh the bad times. So it's like, you can't complain. Just don't complain. Right? I will keep singing, but I'm going to let you guys go. Hey, any more questions before I let you guys go here, folks? Vera said, when am I getting on The Voice? Very soon. Are there different areas of digital marketing? Make sure you guys share and like this out so I can get a contract. So I can get a singing contract just in case this digital marketing don't pan out. What's next, folks? Are there different areas of digital marketing? If so, who's that? Which areas? I mean, digital marketing is huge, man. From Amazon, e-commerce. But more specifically, when you talk about digital marketing, we're talking about ebooks, audiobooks, video programs. It's like intellectual property, basically. It's not physical. Did you make up that song? No, it's a real song, folks. Why are the most important people go through tough times? Everybody goes through tough times. What are you talking about? Questions here. Any more questions? Oh, hold on. Let me close my shades here. What's the name of the song? The song is called I Won't Complain by Reverend Paul Jones. Hey guys, I love you so much. What steps you took to learn to articulate yourself better? Just like I told you, James, I was listening to great speakers. I still do it today. When I wake up, I usually listen to Jordan Peterson every morning because that man is a great conversationalist, speaks very well. So, yeah, I listen to him. All right, guys, can you put a list of people that you consider listen to? Jim Rohn, Tony Robbins, Dennis Whaley, Les Brown, Wesley Virgin. Much love, folks. I love you so much. This is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin. Thank you for sharing this out and liking this as well. I'll see you soon. I'll see you tomorrow. Remember, in life, you don't get what you want. You get what you picture. Let's go.